What?
Ah, so it must be kosher.
I'll wait till the September 1st
shear. Yes, if giving a shear in Iyun is an automatic okay for the hechsher.
Depends what kind of shear in Iyun.
Okay. Sunday night, Maseches Nedarim, Renara Murasa, and the Mishnah said, Aviyu Baila Mafira Nedareha. And it also said, Hefer Ov, Hefer Abal, Hefer Abal, Hefer Ov, Eino Mufar. If only one is Mayfair, so it's no good. Just to make sure we understand the first phrase of the Mishnah properly, so the Mishnah goes on to speak it out. So the Gemara asks, Amali Lamisna, Hashli Yeshlomar Hefer Zebelo, Zebelo Klom. So you make your way through all the girsas here, and the Gemara is essentially asking, what's the chiddush? Why do you have to say it? The Ran explains that even though there's a style of the Mishnah to say dinim in a zu ve'ein tzarech lomar zu method style, but that only makes sense if it's two different cases. One can be extrapolated from the other with a kal v'chomer. If A is true, certainly B is true. So then you say, okay, the Mishnah has a style of zu vein tzorech lo mazu, even though the form of lo zu av zu is much more common. Zu vein tzorech lo mazu is much less common. It's considered a bigger dochak to say that the Mishnah is saying in the zu vein tzorech lo mazu format. It's much more common and much less of a dochak and much more acceptable to say it's going in the lozu avzu format, where the second chiddush is the bigger chiddush. Be that as it may, the Ran says here, we're way beyond that, because we're not talking about a bigger chiddush or a smaller chiddush, we're talking about the very same case, except it's worse, so to speak. Not only was only one Mayfair, but one was Makayim, the other one was Makayim. So like, it's absurd. That is the very same case, but worse. Why say it? So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, and I spoke out, even though I knew it would complicate matters, but I just, so you shouldn't learn wrong shot. The Ran will ultimately say that the Gemara does not mean that the Mishnah means this case. The Gemara means to say that by having an extra bava there, the Mishnah is teaching me the din, even in such a case. But not that this is the kavona of the Mishnah, this following case. It might not make a big difference, but it's pshat, and you'll see the Ran speaks it out. You'll see even why he says it. Okay, so what is this case that we're looking for? Ki istrich leik, going to hefer echad mehen, one was mefer, okay, one was mekayim, v'kiyem echad, but now, v'chazer ha-mekayim, v'nishal ala kamoso. He was shoyal on his akoma. The Ran speaks out. You can be shoyal on akoma. It's a sugya later. We looked at the sugya later. The Gemara really asks it as a shayla at first. Yei shayla behekim or ain shayla behekim. The Gemara then goes on to say, v'yimtim tzoloimar yei shayla behekim. Is there yei shayla behofer, meaning in hafara, or ain shayla behafara? The Gemara's maskana very quickly says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, yei shayla behekim. Nishalom ala hekem, vei nishalom ala hofer. We explained, it seems to me, that really the parsha of Hatoras Nedarim is something unique to the parsha of Nedarim. You don't have the equivalent of Hatoras Nedarim by a Mekach u'Memkar. You have Mekach Tos. This is a subject we can't go into now. In the third parak, if we ever learn it, you learn the Indian of Atoras Nadorim, you'll see why Atoras Nadorim is necessary. You need a whole thing called Atoras Nadorim. If it's indeed Nether Tos, like you have Mekach Tos and Chesh Mishpat, it's different, it's not the same kind of Tos. What constitutes a Nether Tos would not constitute a Mekach Tos. And conversely, what would constitute Mekach Tos and Chesh HaMishpat would render a neder mutter even without HaToras Nadorim. But we're not going there. I'm sorry, we can't. That's not the sugya. I'm just saying, the point being that Atarus and Dorim is a chiddush. It's something unique, and it's unique to the parasha of Nedarim. So mehechi teisi, you could be shoyel. If you ask me, why could you be shoyel on a korban? So I say a korban's a neder. It's nidre hektish. You ask me, why can you be shoyel on truma? It's clear throughout Shas you can be shoyel on truma. So okay, it's stretching it a bit, and you say, well, truma's also like nidre hektish. Okay, that's an acceptable answer. You make something kadosh by saying harezu truma. That's okay. Hekem, hafara, like, whoa, what? So we said hekem is more, I understand that hekem is more understandable because hekem is mekayim the neder. So it's not that huge a leap to say, and it's in the parasha of Nedarim. So it's not that huge a leap to say that the parasha, that the Torah, when it says the parasha of Atarus Nedarim, is going on everything in the parasha that's chal b'dibur, whether it's the nether itself or something supporting the nether, being mechazik the nether. The Gemara is not sure. It asks it as a shayla, yesh shayla behekem or not. Rabbi Yechon's maskana is yesh. Doesn't bring rayas, we don't know what the svaras are. So this is what I think the svara is. The Gemara is saying, is this considered part of the parasha of Nedarim, that the pasuk of Atarus Nedarim includes this also? Or no, it's a separate chalois, it's not the neder, so mechitesi, there should be a parasha of Atarus Nedarim. And the maskana is yes. Now, why do I say that it's because it's mechazik and mekayim the neder? I think that's also because of the maskana. Meaning, when the Gemara asks perhaps the Shela on Afara, obviously that's not Mekayim the Nether, that shoots down the Nether.
Right, but if he questions his Afara, then that would actually be in support of the Nether.
No. Yeah, the Hashela would be in support of the
right.
Nether, but Shela knocks down the Nether. The answer is because Afara is also in the parish of Nedarim, I would say. So the Gemara thought, perhaps, that anything that's included in the parish of Nedarim would be included. Now really that's not logical. And the Ran even speaks out that Hafara lo shayach b'hafara. It's not shayach. Really the Gemara's question makes no sense, says the Ran, because it's not shayach. Lo shayach. Shayla b'hafara lo shayach. So I said, wait a second. What does the Ran mean? The Ran answers that there's a hekesh between Afar and Akoma. So I said, if it's not shayach, like it's not shayach for me to fly to the moon, because it's not shayach for me to fly to the moon, so a hekesh is not going to help me fly to the moon. So if it's not shayach in the sense, let's say, that Afar is not a chalos, let's say someone would say, you can't be shayach on Afar because it doesn't exist. It's not a chalos. So there's no afara. Once you've been made for the neder, there's no afara. Remember, shayla is not chal on the iser, it's chal on the neder. The neder is a living being, so to speak. It's a creature. You made a neder. The neder's there. It's a neder. So you're shayla on the neder. So afara, if the Ran would mean that afara is not an entity, afara just shoots down the neder and there's no more neder, and therefore it's not shayach to be shoyel on afara, because it ceases to exist the minute you're mayfair, then believe me, a hekesh is not going to help you. You can
right,
stand on your head.
But it still existed before he did afara. The Baal or the
void did afara, there's nothing to be shoyel on. We're talking about being shoyel on the afara. Before he did the afara certainly doesn't exist.
Right, so, but the neder did.
Yeah, we're talking about being shoyel on the hafara, not shoyel on the nether. So the Ran's lashon is shayla on hafara is not shayach. So really, the Gemara's hakira doesn't make sense, says the Ran. But you know what? The Gemara means because there's a hekesh. So if it's really not shayach, hekesh is not going to help you. So I'm convinced that what the Ran means is as follows: that logically we would apply shayla to Hakoma, because we would say logically that just like Sheela is in the parasha of Nedarim, So Hakoma, which is also in the Parsha of Nedarim, and it supports the Nether, it's Mechazik the Nether, it buttresses the Nether, it's Hazik the Nether. So Shayla's on that also. But Hafara Lo Shayach, I say all the Ran means is, it's not logical. There's no logical reason to say you could be made for Hafara, because it's anti-Nether. So why should you think that the Parsha of Atoras Nedarim would apply to something that's also anti-Nether? There's no logic to it. So the Ran says, you're right, no logic, but there's a Hekesh. Just like you can be Shayel on Hakoma, you can be Shayel on Hafara. What's important though is that Hafara is a Chalois. Hafara is not a bullet that shoots the Nether down, and now there's no more Nether and no more Hafara. Or else you don't need to be Shayel on. It's gone. You Shayel on a Nether. You Shayel on Hakoma, you say, okay, Hakoma is a Chalois. I make a Chalois in the Nether that it should be strong. And MS, V'yatzah, V'nochom, V'kayom, V'yosher, V'nemon. But Hafara, I shot it down. So it's not true. Hafara is a chalos. It's chal in the nether that it's mufur. This is lumdish stuff, this is deep. But that's what you see from even the fact that the Gemara considers that there should be shayla on Hafara. That Hafara is a chalos. It's not a bullet. I push you, you fall. So my pushing no longer exists. You fell. That's not Hafara. Hafara is just like Hakoma, you imagine, is like you put a support under the Nether, so it's there. So you shayel on it. So Hafara also is a Chalois Hafara. You have a Nether, that's Mufar. That's all in reality. The reality is there's a Nether in the Bria. You made a Nether, but the Nether is mufur. It's like saying, when I abrogate a treaty and I tear up the paper, so it's still a treaty. It's an abrogated treaty. The treaty was broken. The treaty was mufur, but it's still there. So that's a Nether with a far. That's like a baseline bottom line, you see. Because you see, it's shayach to be shayel. You'll tell me, what do you mean it's shayach to be shayel? The Ran says it's not shayach. So I'm saying the Ran can't mean it's not shayach that like you can't be shayach on it because it's not shayach in Metzius, because then a hekesh wouldn't help. He must mean it's illogical. So there, okay, it's illogical, but you have a hekesh, so maybe you can be shayach on it anyway, even though it's illogical. Okay, now we move on and we look at the case. By shtika. Well, you taka cannot be shayel on a hakoma that's chal through shtika, because there's nothing to be shayel on. You taka can't. Either rabbi, you're very good proof. When there's nothing to be shayel on, you can't be shayel. When the neder becomes mukuyam passively, then you can't be shayel.
We have different kinds of hakomas.
Yeah, you have the hakoma that's chal passively, and the hakoma that's chal through your saying kayam leichi. The Achronim really go to town, and they actually understand that there's two different types of chaloisim. I don't believe that. I believe it's the same chalois. One is chal on its own automatically after Yom Shomo, and the other one is chal through my asiyah, it's called, through my making it be chal. But I have no problem saying it's the same chalois. The Neder's Mechuzuk and Mekuyim in the same way.
It's brought about differently, but the same Chaloi.
That's.
And so therefore, why the Gemara didn't answer, just simply say, the Chiddush of Hakama, here, Hakama, why did the Gemara say, because one could do Hakama, maybe two would do Hakama. Just like you need two do Hafara, you need two to make Hakama.
But that's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah.
Why not? I'm asking a question.
The Mishnah says, "Ventzorach loyma shekiyim echad mehem."
That what?
That there's a case where one was mefir and one was mekayim.
So Gemara says, "What's the chiddush?" What's
the chiddush? Obvious, because one you already said.
Who says one person can do it? Hafara is a meiza, can only be an esir, they can only be made two, right? Zebulozeh can't be mefir and neder. So maybe the Havim needed to say the Hakama is also a meiza and esir, can also be made two.
Good, but still only one was mefir. So it's still a repetition of the case before. It for sure doesn't work. The Mishnah already said if one was made for it doesn't work. Why the repetition?
No, if one is making the neder,
yeah,
maybe that's not a kalakama because the day goes by.
Fine. So what? But it's still not mufar because only one was mayfair. So it's still a repetition. The Gemara's kasha is, you already said, if only one is mayfair, it's no good. What do you gain by saying, and if one was mayfair and one was makayim, it's also no good? That's the same case. Well, only one was mayfair.
It's not mufar until the day is over.
That's not true. If only one was mayfair, it's not mufar.
But how do you know when one is mufar?
Only one was mayfair.
But when do you know that?
Until two are mayfair.
At the end of the day.
No. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, only one was mayfair. Nothing.
Wait, one's mayfair, one's sosek. Day is not over.
So
the neder might be good.
It is good.
Each one is mufar.
By the way, the neder still could be mufar.
Maybe in the future, not now. We're talking about now. When both will be mayfair, it'll be mufar. The Mishnah says you need two to be mayfair. When two are mayfair, it becomes mufar. Before two are mayfair, at 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, when only one was mayfair, it's not mufar.
If one does a kiyum, what happens?
So it's certainly not mufar. But the Gemara is asking, why do you have to say that for? Forget about the kiyum. Only one was mayfair. You already told me if only one was mayfair, it's no good. Why do you have to repeat it in a case where one was mayfair and one was makayim? It's the same case. That's what the Ran explains. So what? But it's not nogea the Mishnah's din. The Mishnah's din is that meanwhile, it's not a hafara, because only one was mayfair.
But it's the same as if you were shishosek. It's the same thing.
Yeah. But the Mishnah says... But the Mishnah says kiyem. The point is, what is the Mishnah telling you? So the Gemara says you have the following scenario. One was mayfair and one was makayim. V'chazer echad amakayim v'nishal al hakam also. He wiped out his hakama through being matir and kiyum. It was matir and kiyum. What could happen now? So the Gemara says, well, l'chaya, there wouldn't be a problem now. The person that was Makayim, one was Mayfair, one was Makayim. The person that was Makayim was Shoyal in his Akama. So now he would go be Mayfair. He could, Lechora, go be Mayfair, and then the Ned is kaput. Everybody's happy. A was Mayfair, B was Makayim, but then he was Shoyal in his Akama, and now B is also Mayfair. And Baya, that's what you would think. Mao the Tema, you might think. My deuki, what he established, meaning the hakoma. Ha'akre, he uprooted. My deuki, what he established. Ha'akre, he uprooted. And now he should go be mayfair and aim baya. Oh, kamash malon. They can't. It's not going to work. The mefir in shnehen b'vasachas. There has to be two hafaras have to become an integrated unit. Now let's learn the Ran to see what the Gemara means. It's not easy Gemara. Mahu d'tema, the Ran is the Vramaskal Mahu d'tema, you might think. Mahu d'tema, my du'uke ho'akre. Ubahaforo de Makayim l'chudei sagi. It's enough for this fellow that was Makayim and now he's Nishal on his Akoma. It's enough for him to go be Mayfair. The Idach, meaning fellow number one, Kavor Hayfair. No, it's not enough. Kamash Malon, the ad de mefir in shneim bevasachas, says the Ran Klomar. What is that supposed to mean? They obviously don't both have to be made for bevasachas. Each person could be made for biyom shamo. They certainly don't have to be made for bevasachas. They could be made for an hour apart. They don't even have to be made for an hour apart. One could be made for in the morning. One could be made for in the evening. They don't even have to be made for the same day. As long as each one has his own personal Yom Shamo, one person's Yom Shamo could be Monday, and one person's Yom Shamo could be Friday, and they could be Mayfair. By the way, what I just told you is held by virtually every single Rishon in the Perek, except for our friend the Rambam. The Rambam holds, like such a basic halacha, it's like amazing. The Rambam holds that for Avihu Bailo to be Mayfair in the Dorea, they both have to have the same Yom Shamo, and they have to be Mefir on the same Yom Shamo. That's the Rambam Shita. But it's still not the Vasachas.
So it just happens that they don't have the same Yom Shamo, is there nothing to do with
it? It's the Rambam Shita. Klomar, so what does this mean? Shemefir and Shnei and Bavasachas. They clearly don't have to be made for Bavasachas. Shelo Yafsik Ben Echad Lachaveiro Dover Shumahakev Hafora. It's a process. One's Mayfair and then the other one's Mayfair. There's a combination. You're combining the two Haforas. There's one and then the other. Here, a roadblock was put up, a kiyum, which built a wall and said, no more Hafora, it's over. This nether is not going to be mufer. I can't be Mefer anymore. I was Mekayim. I can't be Mefer anymore. So there's now a block that the two Haforas can no longer work in tandem because they've been separated by a wall. That wall is called Hakoma. Kagon Hakoma Dahai, the Hakoma of this second person, we'll call him. The Chiva Dehishaita, at that point in time, you have to read around very carefully what he's saying. At that point in time, Lav Bar Haforahu, number two, cannot be Mefer anymore. He's not Ro'ui to be Mefer. He's not a Bar Hafora. It's like he doesn't have the right to be Mefer anymore. So he's like out of the picture. He can't be Mefer. Says the Ran, it's a tremendous chiddush, but that's how he's learning in the Gemara. Afilu hach hafora kamaiso deidoch, even hafora of number one, botlo lo, it dissipates, because it's no law. It's only meaningful if it's going to hook up. It's like, it's called a half life, right?
What about the opposite though? What if the first one was kayim and the second one had hafara, and then the first one changed his mind? The hafara wasn't interrupted by a process.
It wasn't interrupted, but at the time he was Mayfair, he was lo chazi litzarufe. That's the words in Iran. They were not worthy. They were not omed to work together because one was lot of bar hafara. In other words, the Ran is saying as follows. This is how he's explaining the Gemara. When one is Mekim, he is no longer a Bar Hafara. If he is not a Bar Hafara, meaning he doesn't have the schus or the right or the ability to be made for the nether anymore, then the other Hafara dissipates. It's a big chiddush. Since it's no longer Chazi Le'itztarufe, its only significance, the Ran seems to be saying, and that's how he's explaining the Gemara, the only significance of one's hafara is the degree to which, like you said, it's like hanging around, waiting to hook up with another hafara. Once a hakama was issued, so he became a not bar hafara, so even the hafara of the first one dissipates. It's called a half-life. It no longer exists. It has no significance because it can't hook up on anything because the other guy was Mekim. So it has nothing to hook up to. It's like, you know, when the sperm doesn't hit an egg, so it just goes away, just dissipates, it disappears, disintegrates. And its only significance is that when it hooks up with the other thing. When it doesn't hook up, it disintegrates. Wait, let's finish the round. So now, even though he was Shoyal and his Hakoma, the Tzorach Shu Mefirin, so now they can go be Mefer again. What the Gemara is saying, according to the Ran, is one fellow was Mefer, one fellow was Mekayim. He was then Shoyal on his Hakoma, and then he was Mefer. That Hafara cannot hook up with the Hafara of guy number one, because that Hafara of guy number one dissipated, got lost, it disintegrated, no longer exists. So guy number one has to be Mefer again. But the Ran holds he could. In other words, guy number two is now Mefer after he was Shoyal on his Hakoma. So now guy number one has to be Mefer again. He can, because why not? He didn't do anything.
But then it wouldn't be the day he heard it.
Well, first of all, it might be. And I'm not sure if all this happened the other day, I don't think we have a problem. Because if I'm Mayfair on Yom Shomo, and then something happened tomorrow that ruined my Hafara. Let's say the other one was Makim tomorrow, and then he was Shoyal on his Hakama, right? And so my Hafara dissipates. But we will see. You can't turn to me and say, I no longer have the right to be Mayfair because it's not Yom Shomo. It's like, I'll use a childish lashon, we'll delve into it later, maybe, Mitzvah Shem B'li Nedah. You can't, it's not fair. I was Mayfair, like, what do you want from me? After Yom Shomo means after I was Shosek on Yom Shomo. The din of Yom Shomo, the day I heard about it, is that if I'm quiet, so I have only the day I heard about it to make my decision and be Mayfair. If I'm not Mayfair, it's Mekuyim. Here I was Mayfair. A day went by, and something ruined my Hafara. Someone pulled the plug on my Hafara, and it got spoiled. It wasn't refrigerated, it got spoiled. It was refrigerated, it was waiting for the egg. The sperm and the egg had to hook up, right? And nothing happened, so it dissipates. But now you're going to turn to me and say that it's after Yom Shomo. I wasn't Shosek on Yom Shomo. I was Mayfair. You can't tell me Yom Shomo. So it'll probably be, I'm almost 100% sure that that's the din. I can answer you it all took place the same day. But I rather don't think it has to because of the reason I said.
Dover Shu Ma'akev
Hafara.
He first says Shalom Yafsik.
What? Shalom Yafsik Ben Echad Lachaveiro.
Then he says Shu Ma'akev.
Yeah, wait.
Right? And then he says Alavar Hafara.
There shouldn't be a wall, very clear. There shouldn't be a wall, a Hefsik, between one Hafara and the other. What would that wall be? Dover Shu Ma'akev Hafara. Something that doesn't allow me to be Mayfair anymore. Not at all.
What's
circular reasoning? It's a tremendous chiddush. The tremendous chiddush that the first Hafara dissipates. What's circular? It's a tremendous chiddush.
Is there such a thing as Nishal Anakama?
Of what?
Nishal Anakama.
Yeah.
We know about such a thing?
Yeah, that's Samach Test, the Ran said.
Okay.
It could be Shoyal Anakama.
So why are we saying that this guy's Hafara totally, completely useless when we know there's such a thing called Nisha.
You're right, that's what you see from the Ran, that just because there's a possibility of being Shoyal and Akoma, but you don't know if he'll do it or not, he's not omed to do it, it's not that we anticipate him doing it, so right now we have an ironclad Hakoma here. There's no like flaw in the Hakoma that we say it's not the wall between the two Hafaras, it's a wall. He becomes a lav bar hafara. It's possible, yeah. So
like ba'ala, it's not ba'ala. We're not donim.
So the Ran says it is.
Well, I'm donim.
The Ran says it is.
It's going to be around in hibernation.
Listen, you could say what you're saying. What you're saying is not illogical, but what the Ran says is also not illogical. It's certainly not illogical to say differently than what you're saying. Sure, I could be shayol amay hakama. But that's only something I could do. It's called in Lomdus a hischachus. I could decide to go be mater my hakoma. But till I do it, my hakoma is ironclad, solid, rock solid. So it's a dover shumakev hafara. So the Ran holds, there's a block between the two hafaras. So hafara number one dissipates. And now you're saying, your svara tells you, and I'm not saying it's illogical what you're saying. I'm only saying it's it's wrong. The Ran says not like you. No, the Ran says it's wrong. In other words, you're saying that the possibility of being Shoyal and Hakama should determine that the Hakama is not a real block between the two Hafaras. Because you can knock down the wall through HaTorah.
Right,
okay. The Ran says no. She'ela is a you know what it's like. The Gemara and the Dorim in the seventh perek entertains the possibility that the Isser Neder is not Batel Berov because it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You know the concept called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin? something that could become mutter, so it's not batel berov. It's mitzvah rabbanon. So the Gemara entertains that every nether is not batel berov, meaning I said this bread should be osur on me, and then it got mixed up with other breads, and it's batel berov. It's not batel. The Gemara entertains because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why is it davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because you could be shayel on your nether. The Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, no, you want to be shayel on your nether, go be shayel on your nether. But a nether is not a dover sheyesh lo matirin because you could be shayel on it. You may decide you want to be shayel on it, but right now it's osur. There's no heter here. There's no yesh lo matirin means in the present situation it could become mutter. You see, the Gemara held and that she'ela is not even, the possibility of she'ela is not even enough to make a nether, an iser nether, be called davar sheyesh lo matirin. So I rest my case that if the guy decides to be she'el, that'll be a new hischatshus that popped up. But you have no right to say that it affects the strength of the nether. In that case, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and in this case, of the hakama.
Okay. We'll get to the rest. We'll bring it back up.
I want to argue with you because potential energy exists now. When you have a coiled spring, it's, you know what it's like. Do you mean a potential energy like a coiled spring? Then I would argue with you. I would say an uncoiled spring, which I have the ability to create potential energy.
Well, potential energy is one.
Give me an example of potential energy.
I have a safer on the desk, okay? It's going to stay there unless I push it off the desk.
That's not called potential energy. Well, not if I remember my physics. There's no potential energy now.
Potential energy in the book, it falls off the desk.
No, but there's no potential energy. When you're a scientist making equations and this, they will say there's no potential energy. Adirabba, they're saying, yeah, you may decide to push it off. And then you'll be creating energy, so to speak. You're not really creating energy. Oh, but they will say that if I have a coiled spring, that's potential energy, because all I do is remove my hand, because it's all there already, because it's coiled, right? And if I remove my hand, it goes. So that is potential energy. Or, right, if I'm going like this, and there's something blocking it, then they cheshbon into the equation potential energy, because then I just remove the block. It's all there already. I don't have to do anything. I don't know. When that's sitting on the table, are the forces of gravity working on that sefer, except that the table's blocking it?
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, then potential energy is there. And a chanami. But that's exactly my point by She'ela and Adorim, that you see from the Gemara that says it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin, that it's not potential energy. Potential energy, it's the same potential as saying, I can decide to punch you. I can decide to throw a ball. So that's potential. But that potential doesn't exist now. The possibility of my doing something exists, but there's no potential. And potential energy is also metzius, called potential energy. You know what potential energy is? A shibud. I have a shibud, I have a lien on your property. So, your property is worth $1 million, and I have a lien on it. So I have potentially $1 million. But if I have the ability to lend you money, you don't say right now I have potentially $1 million. If I have a lien, so right now that's potential money. But that's real. That's potential energy of a coiled spring. That's real. It's here now, that potential energy. But Nedarim is not like that, I'm saying. For the fact that the Gemara says it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin, that just means you would use in English the word, I could potentially be shayel on my neder. But that potential doesn't exist as a reality now in the form of potential. It's just something that may happen tomorrow or in an hour. My raya is, because it's not called davar sheyesh lo matirin. What? I'm sorry?
That you could be matirin.
is not potential. In other words, there's no the neder is not sitting now with a potential heter. My raya is because, or else it would be called davar sheyesh lo matirin, and or else this fellow would be right that the ran wouldn't be so logical that the first hafara would dissipate.
The Rash was going to argue mine anyway. We'll talk about it more when we talk about the Rash.
We'll talk about everything. Okay, we'll stop here.